everyone. My name is Kelly, and welcome back to the Girl Covering Podcast. I am so happy you are joining me today. I'm going to apologize in advance because I'm filming next to a window and there's construction happening. I live in a city. It's bound to happen. Apologies in advance. Also, I am recording this, and by recording it, I mean video recording it. So if you're watching it on my YouTube channel, hello, welcome. If you want to watch the video portion of this episode, you can check out my YouTube channel, which is Girl Recovering. So feel free to check it out there. And if you are listening on streaming services such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to podcasts, please make sure to subscribe. I would really appreciate it. And we can just jump in today. So today's episode, I think, is very much just going to be a life chat and a little comfort chat between you and I, because I think some of my best podcasts are the ones I do on the fly when things are the most relevant going on in my life. And I just turned 23 and it felt like my brain actually snapped. I'm not kidding. I just felt this insane amount of, I don't know what I'm doing in my life. I don't know what I want to do in my life. What is happening? All these questions. And even though I talked to many people about this, my parents, my friends, even my manager, because we're pretty close, everyone told me, you have nothing to worry about. You're only 23. But I think I was so used to achieving these lifelong goals when I was 22, because I had just graduated university, which is something I was looking forward to for 4 years. I mean, I worked all basically through high school to get into a good university, and then I worked through all university to get a good job, and now I have a good job, but there's no next step. So I started panicking, thinking, oh God, well, what's the next step? Buying a house? Having a family? Like, I'm only 23. How am I supposed to do that? So there has been a lot of panic and feeling like I need to be ahead of where I am right now. And you might be listening to this and thinking that is actually the most ridiculous thing in the world. You are so young, and I try to tell myself that on a daily basis, but it doesn't exactly calm me down. And I figured some people might be in the same boat as I am. So I thought, why not do a little impromptu podcast to talk about it? Because I think more often than not, social media and the world just tells us we need to be eons ahead of where we actually are. It doesn't matter what age you are, it doesn't matter what stage you're in your life, it doesn't matter what you do or don't have. You're told that you always should be doing more. And I think when we take a step back and focus on reality, you come to realize you are exactly where you are meant to be. And that means so many different things. For me specifically, I think just seeing things on social media of this person did this at this age and this person did that at that age, and I felt so much pressure. So sorry if you can hear the construction in the background. I keep getting distracted by it. It's so loud and it's so annoying, but the sun is going down and I need to film this episode. Anyways, what I was saying is it's natural to feel like you're behind because the world sometimes tells us that we are, when that's never really true. I truly am a firm believer in that life happens the way it's supposed to happen, and our lives are not going to look the same. When my mom was my age, she was literally getting married. And that is a lot, even though she is the one specifically that tells me do not get married at 23. Even though she's happily married and has a great family and is very successful, she tells me don't do that. And, you know, her life at that point, she had everything together that she needed to. She was happy with her job. She had met someone she was happy with. And the world was very different back then. But not saying she's super old or anything, but it was a different time, is what she says in her words. But I think now, you know, I'm 23. I am not going to be buying a property like she did. I am not going to be getting married. I am not in the point of my life where I feel comfortable doing either of those things or settling down at all. And that's my own opinion and prerogative, I guess. For myself, I truly think that I want to achieve more before I even get to the point in my life where I'm thinking about those things. That's good that I know that. I have that at least. But everyone's going to be at a different phase in their life. And for her, it made sense for her to get married. And for me right now, it doesn't. That's just one very minute example. But there are other things that can pertain to this. So enough of my rambling. I want to talk about some of my tips to dealing with it and feeling more comfortable about where you are right now in life instead of constantly feeling like you are not where you're supposed to be. So my first two are talking to someone, talking to a therapist, your family, your friends. This is a great way that I found that grounds me. My therapist is obviously, this is her job to tell people things like that. Even from her perspective, I still appreciate it. Talking to friends and family is another big one because, again, they have a different perspective on the world. And with this one, I feel like it's important to talk to as many people as possible. For me, you know, I talk to my friends, my family, and my manager at work. And it's good to hear from different people because everyone has different life experiences. So the more you hear from people that you need to slow down, you're fine, I think it's really helpful. Another one is to journal about how you are feeling. This is a big one for me because specifically when I write it down and I read it, I'm like, that is ridiculous. Why am I doing this to myself? And it kind of puts me in a little bit of my own reality check. So I appreciate that. And I think a lot of my ramblings about this topic are valid, but some people just think I'm going on about life and unnecessarily freaking out. Maybe I am. I don't know, but whatever. Journaling is the place to be because I can just say whatever I want to say and no one's going to judge me. So I love journaling for that. Another one, spending time outside in nature. Or if you live in a concrete jungle like I do, the outside. And why this one is so important, and I've talked about this before on an episode, but for me, what's really helpful to get outside my own head is to physically get outside. Changing your environment up and spending more time not in the place that you do all your overthinking and panicking is really helpful. And why specifically it works for me is because it allows me to see my life differently. That sounds so ridiculous. Stepping outside, I get outside, guys. I do it frequently. But I think it just allows me to reflect in a different way because I'm not stuck in my own zone, in my own environment, i.e. my own bubble. When you are in your bubble, whether that be your room, your space, whatever it is, that is a dangerous place to be if you overthink like this or panic about things. And when you step outside that bubble, you see things from a different perspective. You spend some time off social media, you spend more time breathing in fresh air and spending that time reflecting and thinking about what your life actually is and just starting to connect more with reality. I think the biggest thing when you are stressing about not being where you should be, air quotation should be, is that you are not living in reality. You are in your own warped reality that's going on inside your head, and you need to get yourself outside of that bubble and into reality. And the best way to do that is through going outside and nature. Another one, which is kind of a random one, but actually really helps me is, and for me, I work from home most of the time. So I don't get out and talk to many people in different environments. And by that, I mean, I don't talk to many people who are not my friends or family, like the third option, because I don't casually talk to a lot of people at work unless they're my work friends. And it's all virtual a lot of the time, unless I see them in person. So I don't get to talk to people on a daily basis. So my last tip is to volunteer. The reason I say this is because when you volunteer or you're working in person or whatever the case may be, you're talking to different people with different life experiences. It's great to have your friends and your family. Your friends are probably in similar life phases, so they might be able to relate to you now. Your family, you all grew up in the same type of environment. Maybe they did a little differently, but again, you still kind of inherit some of that. So what's nice about volunteering or working and leveraging that is you are chatting with people who have completely different experiences than you. Yes, you all came to somewhere with a central interest or goal, but you all come from very different backgrounds. And when you're feeling stressed about not knowing where you are in life or not feeling like you are where you want to be, talking to people who are all in different stages of their life can be so incredibly helpful to ground you in your life, where you're at, what you're thinking about, and your goals. So it's a weird one, but I found that it really, really helps me just getting the chance to talk to people with different experiences. And I do that best by volunteering, which is how I meet new people. So that's been incredibly helpful for me. And those are some of my top tips that I've used. I think you know, it's so easy that when you're going through this spiral of, I'm not where I should be, I don't know if I'm on the right path, there's a lot of loneliness associated with it, or feeling like you aren't enough in some way. And that is just simply not the case. That is strictly your mind just playing tricks on you. You are exactly where you need to be, and you're on the right path. If you're younger, if you're older, it really doesn't matter what age you are. If you're not where you feel like you should be, change little things, because that's going to bring you to where you should be. I really do think that the universe puts us where we should be at the time that we should. And looking back on my life, there have been times in my life where I didn't feel like I was on the right path or doing the right thing, and it all worked out. So even though at the time it was uncomfortable, or it was stressful, or it wasn't at peak happiness, it all worked out, and it worked out for the better, and it was something that I had to do on the journey to getting where I actually wanted to. For example, for me, that was university. For the first years of university, I constantly contemplated about moving schools and leaving my university town, and there was a lot of deliberation with that, and even talking to people, trying to switch schools, all of that. And I eventually stayed at the school that I originally started at, and it worked out so incredible for me, and definitely was the right path. I don't think it would have worked out if I would have transferred schools. And even though it was hard, it was uncomfortable, I was really unhappy, it was a bump that needed to happen to get me on the path that I needed to finish on, because if that didn't happen, I wouldn't be where I am today. And even though right now I'm having doubts about my path and everything, I'm still grateful that happened. And whatever's happening now could take me on a path that's even better. And that's life, baby. So, you know, I think that we stress about these things so much, and if life isn't fast paced all the time, that we're doing something wrong. But that just isn't the case. It just means that you're in transition and you're in a growth phase, and it's uncomfortable and it's weird and sometimes it sucks. But I think at the end of the day, everything that we do is getting us one step closer to where we want to be. And for example, if I was thinking, okay, the world tells me I need to go to university. The world tells me I need a good job, got a job. Next thing the world's telling me is I need to have a family and settle down and buy a house. But if I did, I would be broke. And if I married someone right now, probably wouldn't be the person I was meant to be with, because it would be forced. So try to think about things logically and have a counter argument to some of the things that your mind might be telling you. And if you feel like you're not where you want to be, try small changes every single day, because eventually those small changes are going to get you, like I said earlier, on the path to getting where you want to be and where you see your ideal self. It shouldn't be something that whips you from underneath and say, okay, I need to reframe all my goals, because that's going to be overwhelming to your system. Small changes every day to get you to where you want to be, not panicking, going with the flow, as stupid as that sounds, just take things day by day, start implementing new mindsets, new habits. If where you are is, that can be fixed by that. But if it's bigger things, don't panic. The universe has bigger plans for you. Everything is a stepping stone. You're always going to get to be where you're meant to be in life. Look at some people that you think about. Maybe their journeys were really rocky along the way. Doesn't matter what stage of life they were in. It was rocky at one point for them, and eventually they got to a place where they were happy. Some people experience that young. Some people experience that older. You cannot compare your journey to others. It's not their life. It's yours. And if your life was like everyone else's, then that doesn't make sense. So that's not how the world works. So try not to be hard on yourself. Keep an open mind, keep going with the flow, set goals for yourself and work towards them, but don't put pressure on yourself in the process, or you will get burnt out and crack. That's what happened to me many a times. So quick tips from me, that's my little TED talk for the day, but I really hope that this episode helped you. I truly think you need to stop stressing, take a minute, breathe, do some of the tips that I suggested, and spend some time with yourself, talk to some people, and everything's gonna be okay. It's gonna work out, I promise. I know sometimes it just takes someone telling you that, but if no one has told you today, you are on the right path, you are doing the right thing, even if it doesn't feel right, you're doing it, and you're gonna get one step closer every day to being where you are meant to be and where you should be. So that's my little two cents for the day. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. If you ever wanna chat, please feel free to message me on TikTok or Instagram at TheGirlRecovering. And with that, I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. Take care. Bye for now.